Manufactured insanity. What up, what up, yo? It's John Figs.
Verbal Lexa Pro.
If you don't know
your own name, nigga.
Nah, never that.
Emphatic, aka Coors Light Assassin.
Good evening, New York City. Damn, this Monday couldn't have come any sooner, fellas. I miss your motherfuckers, man.
The couch is there.
Yeah, the guy on the couch, Paranormal, aka the Phantom Assassin, Corona Queens representative,
guy,
man. Always representing.
The guy from Half Baked. The guy from the couch on Half Baked.
Yeah, Stephen Wright.
Stephen Wright. Yo, how was the show, man?
Yo, it was fucking wonderful, man. After the acapella in the first song, the crowd was kind of, okay, we're weirded out because they're not used to this type of sound.
Word.
And then when I did Ashes, and then that's when I saw the crowd start to turn.
Okay.
Damn.
So I performed Ashes, then I ended it off with Strong, and that was the shit that really blew people's minds. So I'm grateful for the love. Shout out to Supreme Bars. Shout out to Roberto de Jesus for hooking me up. He's a dope promoter, man. Shout out to Pianos, man. They really looked out, man.
Well, Roberto de Jesus.
Dope. That's really
dope. Yo, but we got a special guest in the house.
That's my brother and your brother.
My brother from another mother. Sure.
The mad motherfucking Credo is here.
Mad Credo, man.
Sizzle. What's up, guys? How are you?
What's good, what's brother, man? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. Just drinking these Coors Lights, and we were talking about...
is that part of your keto diet?
We were talking about that.
We were talking about keto diets.
Mm. Keto diet. We were talking about...
intermittent fasting.
Like the meats.
What is that?
LL Cool J.
We were talking about before. Right.
Yo, I heard the coolest thing today. I heard Eminem and... I think it was earlier this year. It was Eminem and LL Cool J in his Rock the Bells radio show or podcast or whatever. And... greatest answer, yo. So LL, his question was to Eminem, so what inspired you to start rapping and whatever? And Eminem just goes, you.
Yeah, that's great.
The greatest
thing ever.
Yeah, all right. Wow. Did he laugh at that?
Yeah, he was like,
that's beautiful.
Well, that's one thing, man.
Yeah.
You can't deny LL because his stage presence.
Oh, he got
one
energy for days.
One of the best stage presences ever in hip-hop.
His show,
his shows are crazy.
Incredible, incredible. Him, DMX is another
Meth.
One. Meth.
The Man is one of the illest performers
ever.
Yeah,
Meth is the illest.
KRS.
KRS. KRS got that to a science, man. That's
KRS.
Yeah, you ever been to a bad like show where the rapper has no energy on stage?
Pharamond's too? Nah, not Pharamond's. He has a good stage presence.
I haven't seen
that. I see Paranormal looking at me like, yo, you said what about Paranormal?
What? Nah, man.
Most underground rappers have good stage presence.
Yeah.
They thrive off that,
like,
yo.
Like underground rappers that grind.
Yeah, they... they
no
dope.
Homo. But yeah. But...
you got to make it somehow, right?
Yeah, man. most
casting couch?
Most artists I've seen that are like, you know, mainstream artists, they're not... that great.
And they rap over their vocals. That's crazy. That's a new thing.
Yeah,
that's
pretty lazy. Yeah.
I don't know.
A lot of trap, the new trap motherfuckers do
I know
that.
Tyler,
I haven't seen them perform.
Tyler the Creator
it.
Does that.
Yeah. That's insane, right?
Yeah, and I think Earl Sweatshirt too, even though I do like Earl Sweatshirt out of that whole thing.
I didn't get Hype Mans until I went to a concert.
Huh.
I didn't understand Hype Mans. Like,
oh,
all right,
okay,
you're in the background, but then when you go to a concert,
Busta
it's
Rhymes.
Like every
Busta
breath.
Rhymes.
Split Star.
Yeah.
The hype man really adds to...
DMX don't got a... He don't got a thing.
Well,
hype man.
Himself, he don't need one.
Yeah, himself.
He don't need one. He's...
Well, he goes back and he'll smoke a crack rock.
Nigga,
in
cocaine, nigga. That's his hype man, nigga.
He just starts barking at you out of nowhere.
I can't front, though, man.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I can't front, though. Doing certain songs of mine, like if I was to do Stigmata Palms, I would need a hype person.
Mm.
You know what I
is
mean?
Is it because the tempo was kind of like
the tempo,
faster?
And you know me, I'm going to act animated. That's just how I like to present, you know,
why?
A live show. You know what I mean?
Where?
But you, the just the way Stigmata Palms was written, you know, it was like words were just intentionally stacked on top of each other. Mm. So to do it live is definitely going to be some difficulty.
A lot of breath control, right?
Yo, and give it up to Emphatic for producing that banger.
One of the ones to start off the album. One of the first songs to record for the album.
Self-promotion, ladies and gentlemen. Self-promotion.
Yo.
Check it out where?
the album?
Yeah, check out the album.
Oh, the Project for Global Madness, man. Just Google it. Ain't nobody else have that title. Period.
Period.
Yo, Credo, I gotta ask you this, man. And I wanna go because you're an aspiring actor as well, and you've been successful.
No, I'm an actor. I'm not aspiring.
He's there. I'll take it back, man. I gotta ask you this, man. I just thought of this like on the way here. Were you ever given the opportunity, or are interested in doing voice acting?
I would love to. Yeah.
Do a voice now, just to make up a character right now.
This one here.
Hey guys, how you doing?
I would love to, if I had to choose, like,
not like
it would be anime. Like I love anime storytelling.
Yeah, because voice acting, I know that's a totally different ballgame. It's like you gotta exude so much into a voice and give it its own characteristic.
Yeah,
and
it's his own unique beast.
Yeah, it's his own beast.
Yeah. I mean.
Is it more difficult?
Yeah, I'm a huge anime fan, so like if I could do One Punch Man, but do it in do have me be the voice of that, that'd be amazing.
It must be a little difficult though, right?
I mean, if you ever seen the behind the scenes of like
Mark Hamill doing the Joker.
Or doing the Joker.
Mark Hamill doing the Joker is one of the most craziest things I've ever seen.
Who's that?
Mark Hamill, you know, Luke Skywalker. He in the Batman the animated series, he did the Joker.
So you know the Joker that we know in our heads, that voice, Mark Hamill.
Yeah, we need a hip hop cartoon. Speaking of that,
well, we
had MC Hammer. Remember MC Hammer cartoon?
I don't.
Well, we had kind of like Little Penny.
How about the Boondocks?
Oh, you're talking about
with
the
Penny or Anthony? Little Penny. He was kind of like Chris Rock.
We kind of have one.
How about the Boondocks?
Peter Parker is like pretty
Spider Man.
Yeah, he's from Queens.
He's a Queens from Forest Hills, actually.
That's Forest Hills?
I thought it was
Like Peter Parker's from Forest Hills.
Oh, but in the movie, he's in Woodside. He's in Sunnyside.
Yeah, like we know that, though.
Oh.
It's a very New York thing.
Someone told me they filmed, they filmed Friends in Los Angeles? Yeah, it's in L.A., but it's based on
in
New York.
It's based in Manhattan, yeah.
Yeah, but they film it. In L.A.
Yeah, same dude, thing everything is like that.
Same
that's
thing with
crazy. Everything you see.
We don't know that. So you're behind
nigga,
the scenes,
Wakanda?
Man.
You want to know where Wakanda's at?
Where? Nah, Jamaica, Queens?
No, it's probably like in Georgia or something. I think, I'm serious.
Out.
It is. Probably.
Shout out Yazid, man.
Yazilla,
for that funny
man.
Ass comment about Wakanda last time, man.
That was actually me, but...
It was. It was.
My bad.
He was here. He was here.
Hold on. We got to put the... All right, go ahead.
Wait. Credo, how about if... How about video games? Would you do voice acting for a video game? Like
it's all storytelling, you know? What I mean? Like you get a good story, I'm down. I don't care.
I just got because I fell in love with Metal Gear all over again just because I
Metal
heard
Gear
the
it was a solid story. Yeah.
I heard the
they're doing Sonic too.
I heard about that too.
They're doing Sonic.
Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey's gonna be Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah.
But going back to that, I got hyped.
Eggman. Dr. Eggman too. Yeah.
Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah,
but he has another name, Eggman.
True. But the thing I brought up, because I fell in love with Metal Gear all over again since I got the craziest news that they're actually going to do the fucking movie.
That's crazy.
That's my man's in him. But I just got a whole new appreciation for voice acting, man.
Yeah, how many conversations we got here right now?
15. No, because I'm mind boggled right now because I never played Metal Gear Solid.
Word. Oh, that's so epic. That's the word.
The last system I had was Sega Genesis.
That was PS1, right?
PS1. Yeah.
You played Mortal Kombat?
Shit. Sega Genesis.
Did you do the code for blood and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Killer
NBA Chiefs. Jam. That was my shit. Eternal Champions.
Oh, shit.
What were you talking about? The blood input?
I think there was a code like back
fatalities?
In the day because parents were starting to care about what kids played and all that stuff. So. They took out in the arcade. You could get blood when you're fighting in Mortal Kombat. Then you went to the home console and they censored it.
They censored it. Wow.
So it'll be like gray. It'll be The blood will be gray instead of red.
And when you and when you do a fatality, it's just a bunch of like mad bones.
Yeah.
Like there's like like three or four torsos and like from one dude.
Speaking of bones and blood,
here we go.
I saw.
I was fucking a girl in the ass. Right?
No.
I was boning her and then blood came out.
I seen a billboard for Predator. They're gonna come out with the Predator.
I saw the trailer.
Why? Now, that's another remake, right? So
it's a remake. Yeah.
So. You being an actor, how do you feel about motherfuckers touching classics and trying to relive all that shit? And it's horrible.
Well, I wouldn't say Predator's a classic.
Predator's not a classic?
It's a cult classic.
It's a cult classic.
Arnold, nigga?
We're Arnold and...
To the chopper!
Carl Weathers?
Carl Weathers, nigga? Come on,
they had the Spanish lady in it, too, right?
Let's hear what he got to say, though. I want to hear this.
Go ahead, Kudo.
I don't know, man. I don't think... Yeah, I don't mind remakes, but Predator... Come on.
That wouldn't be the one you would choose.
No, I wouldn't choose Predator.
There has been a handful of good remakes. A handful.
Like who? Like what?
I think, what was the joint with Bale and Russell Crowe? They remade...
310 to Yuma.
I'm not into Westerns, but I highly recommend
Scarface is a remake.
Scarface is a remake,
Well, yeah.
But wasn't there one with, like, the Al Capone story?
I don't know why I went back to, like, 83 to get a remake.
You went from 83 before that was, like, 40s and shit, right? Like 40s?
But they're remaking that again, I heard, too.
Yeah.
But it's going to be the Al Capone story, Scarface.
Right? Nah, Leonardo's going to play.
Leonardo DiCaprio, and it's going to take place in L.A., from what I heard.
Yeah, that's whack.
That's
whack.
Yeah.
So damn, fucking remakes. Damn, so he just shut down my whole Predator shit, man.
Nah.
I like Predator, but it wasn't a classic.
I don't know.
Yeah, to me it's a classic.
Yeah, right?
I saw that. Like,
well, he's the professional.
Nah. It's what, nigga, what you like, nigga?
I saw the trailer, man. I wasn't convinced, man.
Damn, man. This guy has so many shorties, man. The side pieces.
Yeah, during the show.
I think guys are just like... Like, what makes you read that script and be like, yo, this is going to be a banger?
The money does.
The greens.
The greenbacks. The green paper does.
Yeah.
Not the script paper.
I guess. But
and sometimes a great script wouldn't translate well depending on who could direct it and who, you know.
I just looked at the cast and I know that movie's going to suck.
I know the
Wait, what movie?
I know the Revenant.
Predator. Oh,
I know the Revenant
was like
that.
What do you think about Venom? I think it's going to suck right off the bat.
I want to hear why.
CGI, though, is crazy. It looks crazy.
Like, I'm a Tom Hardy fan.
Yeah, same here, man.
And I'm a Venom fan, but I'm not much of a Sony fan.
Yeah, Sony. Mm.
So, as in the context of, like, comic. Like, well, in the context of comic movies.
But Spider-Man, the first one to me was good. The first original with Tobey Maguire.
The Tobey Maguire.
No, I kicked the shit out of him.
Shut up.
That was Sony, though?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But then it just started.
Which one? Over Maguire?
Yeah.
Show me the money? What y'all talking about? The fuck y'all talking about?
The first Spider-Man. Remember, like, before, like, way back in the day, there was, like, barely superhero movies. Then Spider-Man came out, and it was a success.
Yo, but speaking of fucking barely.
And then Tom Cruise played Spider-Man, and barely, it says, show me the money.
Barely having superheroes. The first one that really popped off in Marvel was Blade.
Yeah.
Everybody sleeps on Blade.
Yo, Blade was dope.
People
Blade
forget dope. About yeah. Blade, man.
That was the first Marvel
People
joint.
Sleep on Wesley Snipes.
Was it Wesley? Was Spawn?
Spawn? Nah,
that was DC, though. That's DC.
Spawn isn't DC.
That's not DC.
It's Image. Spawn is
DC. That's a bootleg shit?
Nah, stop.
Bootleg
shit.
And
I remember I had those comics. They look mad bootleg though.
Spawn was dope, man. I like that character.
Well, you were talking about like hood comic book characters. Spawn is a very hood character.
Yeah, he is.
That dude was Diesel too, man.
I feel the same way about Luke Cage.
In real life, he was real.
Luke Cage is another like hood.
Luke
character.
Cage from Mortal Kombat?
No. Yo, this nigga.
No,
yeah, you're ADD, nigga.
What's his name?
Nigga, yo, Luke Cage says, "Show me the money, nigga."
And then he bicycle kicks you.
He does.
No, wait. That's Johnny Cage. You're thinking of Johnny
Cage. Johnny Cage.
That's the dude from Hollywood.
From Mortal Kombat.
I was thinking Luke Cage.
Luke
Cage. Nah, you got her. You were saying the Marvel dude, right?
Yeah.
Luke Cage, yeah.
Yeah.
I do have ADD, guys, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I got
worse
than you.
But you do know they are going to do Spawn again.
Yeah?
Yeah, they got Jamie Foxx.
Oh, cool.
Jamie
Foxx. Boo! Right there, boo!
Wasn't Jamie Foxx supposed to do the Mike Tyson joint?
Boo! There was talk. Nah. I saw an interview and Jamie Foxx did his Mike Tyson impersonation.
Yeah.
That shit was legit, man.
He explained the intro. He
explained the intro, yeah.
He was like a little kid, you know what I mean, hitting the bag, and then it was a silhouette. And then it was, and the silhouette turns into
Hitting the bag. Wasn't Martin Scorsese attached to that?
Something like that, yeah.
Wow, that would be insane.
Something like that. It wasn't Martin Scorsese. It was Martin Scorsese.
Now, wow. That would be insane, though. Martin Scorsese has anything to do with that?
Yo, I got to
I don't think so, but
I think so.
All right.
What can you feel, nigga? What, like, what inspires you to do work, like, as an actor? Like, what will get you going?
Martin Scorsese.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah, besides that.
He's dope. Now, he's one of the illest.
The same thing that inspires anybody else. You know what I mean? Like,
life.
Like, you know, what inspires you to make beats, what inspires you to rhyme. It's anything else. It was like you experience something.
To get a lot of money and.
You read a script, you like it, and you're like, if the thing is contribution at the end of the day, right? Mm. Like, if you're reading something and you're like, I know I could contribute to this, then, and curiosity, right? Mm. So you read something or you watch something that makes you want to make a beat, or for me, makes me want to act, is just curiosity and can I contribute? If I can't contribute, no matter how good the script is, that's the shitty part. If the script is good and I feel like I don't, like, a great example is, like, you hear all about all these actors who are offered these amazing roles, you know, and they turn them down.
Yeah.
And then those movies end up being classics. And they're like, do you regret it?
Yo.
They tell the actor, do you regret it? And then they say, no, I didn't.
Will Smith turned down The Matrix.
He turned down Django.
He turned it down?
Independence Day 2.
Independence Day?
2.
Or part 2.
Oh, that was hard. So.
Yeah, that was wild.
That was horrible.
Yeah, I'm a huge Will Smith fan, but he's not good with picking.
The Western shit he did, that was horrible.
Wild West.
Yeah,
but that song.
That song was the jamba.
That shit was platinum.
The original song is, though, too, where you got the jamba from.
Huh? Yo, I heard that you was in, you had your foot in, or your hands in Hamilton. We're waiting for them tickets. What's up?
Oh, tickets?
Yeah. Want some tickets? I heard it sold out from here to 2022.
But I did see Lin-Manuel, the writer, I went to see Twelfth Night in Shakespeare in the Park, and nigga, you could spot this nigga's goatee from like from the other side of the bleachers, nigga. I was like, yo, that's a weird looking goatee. Oh, that's Lin-Manuel Miranda. I told my girl, she's like, where? I'm like, you see that goatee?
Yo,
that's him.
Funny story about that goatee. Well, before he grew it, he was in high school with Immortal Technique. He used to fuck him up.
He used to bully him.
He used to bully. He threw him in the garbage.
As he should.
Technique used to bully him.
As he should, nigga.
Who used Immortal to bully Technique who? used to bully
Lin-Manuel. I heard that too.
Yeah, yo, he threw him in the garbage one time.
But think about it. If it wasn't for Immortal Technique, Hamilton would have never been made. Think about that.
Yeah, because he rhymed his ass off.
Nigga, in the Heights, nigga.
In the Heights.
I actually like In the Heights better than Hamilton.
So will you do a play, a Broadway show, and? But you have done plays.
He's done a good amount, man.
I pitched a Broadway show with Frank Langella before. And, like, you know,
Frank Langella, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's that for the people that don't know? Like, myself.
I don't know shit.
You seen Nixon?
Yeah.
That the guy who plays Nixon.
Underrated movie, man. Yeah. Very underrated film.
Great. He's a great actor. Like, Tony winner. He did good at Nixon.
He did good at Nixon.
And he did Dracula, right?
From
in the 70s or something?
On Broadway, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
He did on
He's
Broadway.
A great actor. And then we did this pitch, right? A bunch of producers. And I don't think they're going to buy it, but it was a great experience.
Well, the opportunity is there. Like, yeah. I'm sure you appreciate the opportunity.
Yo, there's so much stuff for, like, there's so much things happening now with, black and brown that is great, like just minorities in general. The things in the theaters that I'm seeing, things on stage that I'm seeing is like
about Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry, yo, the GOAT of bad movies.
Yo, but Tyler Perry, he grinded, he hustled, man. The first couple of shows that he did, the first few shows, 2-3 people used to show up, and he kept on and he kept funding his own shit.
That's one.
They're gonna like Madea.
Yo, but that's one thing you can't, like, if a dude is like like tenacious and has dedication. That goes, talent, you can spot that shit everywhere. Nigga, dedication is very rare.
That's rare.
You gotta have the drive for it.
So what made you, because you was you an MC. At heart, you an MC. So what made you make that transition?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the guy who broke down the science for me, man. We were friends and shit. Like, what was it, 15, 16?
I thought we're not friends anymore. Nigga, we still friends, nigga.
You made it. You made it. So you too big for us, man.
What, he gave you advice or something?
Yeah, man. Carito broke down the science to me of writing. It improved me as a writer. I'm saying that right now, B.
Yeah,
yeah, man. Like, you broke down alliteration, timing, where to find the pockets, breathe here. Like, he taught me to breathe properly because the first time recording a song is a totally different experience. And I'm sure everyone
Damn,
here
I know I was Mr. Miyagi in your
life.
Nah,
I'm serious, man. I'm serious. And I'm saying it in the listeners that I listen to. It's out of appreciation, man.
What made you do that transition? What made you make that transition?
I mean, I think it's all relative. I mean, like, it's all, like I view comedians and MCs and, like, any performer.
And he touched on comedy for a while, too. Sorry to cut on that.
They're all in the same box for me. Like, right. A perfect example is like Childish Gambino. I'm sure they asked him, well, you know, how can you do this and that? All that. It's probably on this. I mean, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but to me, it's all in the same pocket. Like
same
if you
realm,
you're
yeah.
a fan of it
realm.
Regardless, right? And then.
Right, I mean, he's doing Atlanta, which is like a great show. I've only seen one episode, but I hear it's a great show.
That show is horrible.
Is it?
You think
that
so?
Shit is whack.
Nah.
I'm like, yo, how the fuck this shit got nominated like for 1,000 awards?
But it's a drama / comedy.
This shit is retarded.
Nah, I think it's dope, man.
You think it's dope? You think everything is dope?
Nah, that's not true, man.
You think everything is dope?
Chulis, that's true.
Nigga, I gave this nigga apple pie. That shit was dope.
Yo.
Nah.
No,
you gotta appreciate his writing.
He writes.
He's a writer too.
Damn,
that show is horrible.
Producer, writer,
that show is horrible.
Producer,
man.
Even in the sense of making his own beats.
Right. Well, you have to give him credit whether you like it.
And he just played Lando, man. Come on,
I mean, he made his own success, which is dope. But I could care.
Yeah,
less.
I mean,
it doesn't go to your ears, man. Right?
Whether you're a fan or not is like
it's irrelevant.
Yeah,
because I mean, I'm not
shitting on him. I'm just saying, you know,
he's had his own special, like his a comedy special.
Yeah, stand up.
Wait, he's a comedian.
He's a
stand up
comic
as well. I think
actor,
he started
comedian,
off at
music,
stand-up.
What?
Yeah, I think he did the UCB for a while. And
I
then,
did not know.
Wait,
that.
He did.
I know he did that show Community.
Yeah,
for
he
a while.
Did Community. I was just about to bring that up,
but then I couldn't watch that either.
Man, that Atlanta show, I don't know. Speaking of Atlanta, I think that you made that
transition.
There's a transition with that transition. You made that transition after Atlanta hip hop kind of rose, and then you were like, yo, fuck this rap shit. I'm going to act. I can't listen to this mumble rap.
Nah, I started acting like
2012, 2013 when we enrolled in LaGuardia Community College.
Right, so I was doing stand up at the time. Mm. And huge shout out. So when I first started out, there was this gentleman, one of my only friends. He made a joke on stage. He wasn't my friend yet, but he made this joke, and I don't want to butcher it, but and I was the only one laughing, and I was like, yo,
wait,
this.
What was the joke?
I don't want to butcher it, so I'm not gonna say it.
Oh, my bad.
So I met him after, and I go, yo, I don't care if they laughed. You're a funny dude, and his name is Eli Sayers. He probably vaguely remembers me, but we hung out for a while. He was like my only friend in the stand-up comedy circuit.
I think I met him once.
And now he's like killing it in the roast battles.
Oh,
and I
shit,
could not
yeah.
be happier. And there
Yo,
was
big ups to him, man.
And there was this other gentleman. Only two people I've ever like befriended. And the other guy was his name was what's his name? He was in the Rose Battles as well. And he's a really funny dude. Now I forget his name. But there was two dudes, and they're both in the Rose Battles now, and they're both, like, crushing it. Mm. And I was like, damn, you know, I'm like, super excited, super happy for them.
Wow. Because
I'm happy as a friend, as a distant friend, and also as, like, I wasn't wrong.
yeah.
I'm right about these guys.
Like, you've dealt with people like on set. Like, how do you deal with like the assholes that people have those super high egos? Like,
you don't deal with them.
Yeah, you don't. You let them fucking.
That's a great answer, man.
Yeah, you just go.
I told you, Red Skittles only. Yeah.
Red Skittles only.
What the fuck?
That's anybody.
I don't want no raisins in the raisin brand. Like, just take off. Take the raisins. Take the raisins.
Where's that from, yo?
Oh, I forgot. I saw it in a show, man. And I was fucking done. I think it was Entourage.
Oh, I'm on season four. I'm revisiting it.
Yeah, Entourage.
But are they, like, in your eyes, are they still talent? Or you're like, oh, you're just an asshole.
I mean,
they got a position, and, you know, you got lucky with the position. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I think the first thing with, if you're in a work environment, like, acting, there's different, people approach their, people have, like, their methods, whatever, of how they get into character or whatever. So there's first is that respect, right? If the person doesn't want to be talked to, I shouldn't go up to them and be like, you know.
Yeah, that's the process. That right.
I would do that shit. I would do it just on purpose.
Yeah, you can.
I would do that.
Like, there's that respect, you know?
Yeah.
It's just be nice. Don't.
Yeah, be a human being.
Yo, dude, a movie is so hard to make.
Yo, I can imagine. It's long hours, right?
Well, it takes a village to make a movie. Right? Because that's the childhood.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. It takes a village to make a movie.
We noticed because of the traffic. The traffic, the motherfuckers be setting up on the streets and the traffic is unbearable.
Exactly. Yeah, right. I mean, it takes a lot of cooperation to make something good. Yeah. You know how much things have to work for a movie to be good? You know, if you like a movie, say like Predator, you know how much, whether it's good or bad, a bad movie takes a lot of work. So even
like what was that movie? Damn. It was that bad. I remember it.
Predator 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Those movies suck. Toxic Predator, Avenger.
The first one was a dope one, but...
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
I didn't mind the other one,
Manliest
though.
Which one?
What was the one from the dude from The Pianist?
From The Penis?
The Pianist.
Yo. You were watching a porno, man.
No. I'm not going to say The Pianist, because that's not what you're supposed to say, man. But
The Penis.
The dude, it was a Predator movie, man. It came out...
Adrian Brody,
the one with him?
Yeah.
You didn't like that one?
That was
alright.
That one was dope.
Movie he did that was pretty good. Wasn't...
Adrian Brody did something with Spike Lee?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh, I wouldn't know. It's not that Chicago shit, right?
Oh, no, Son of Sam.
Summer of Sam. Yeah, John Leguizamo, right?
He was eating pussy. That
motherfucker was a porn star in that movie.
Yo, he was eating his girl's cousin's pussy in the car.
I smell her pussy juice all over your face.
Yo, and he was clean-faced, too.
Yeah,
so there was no excuse.
That's a great guy who made an awesome
Queens.
Transition.
From Queens, too.
What, John Leguizamo?
Yeah, he went from stand-up to...
Stand-up?
He went from stand-up to... I mean, he was performing on stage. He did his one-man shows, and then he went to movies.
He did something that was kind of like Mad TV.
We were going to talk about pussy, but...
but he did this thing on for a while. He wrote something that was somewhat like Mad TV.
I think it was two episodes. I think we should talk about pussy.
Nah, it was that. And then look, then he went to work. He was Benny Blanco from the Bronx, man.
Yo, wait,
fucking
hold up.
On.
That's true.
Got Carlitos.
Sidetrack.
All right.
If it smells bad, would you still eat it out?
I've done it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I was there when you did it.
Work?
Like, we were paying. I'm like, he's not going to do it. And I lost like $100 because you did it.
Well,
fucking paranormal. Ate that. That shit smell. You know what that shit smell like? Like
you in
Junction
the same
McDonald's
room?
Garbage.
Damn.
Have you ever walked through Junction?
What was his name? You were in the same room?
We were all in the same room.
God,
we're like, yo, he's not going to do it. I'm like, yo, he's not going to do it.
Damn.
Maniac's like, yeah, he's going to do it. And he did it.
Oh, God. I know who you're talking about, too, man.
And I lost $100. That was
it smell, though? How did it smell?
Nah, I didn't...
Like Junction McDonald garbage.
Were you drunk?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You don't give a
could
shit.
Could we go on, man? My mom's probably listening to the show, bro. I don't want
her... She knows, too.
Mrs. Paranormal...
it says a freak.
She's going to comment on YouTube. Julius! She's going to do that, bro.
Julius!
Yo, but... movies, man. I went to the movie theater.
Oh, what a transition. I love it.
Yo,
speaking of dirty pussy.
Yo, there's nothing other than I like to enjoy myself.
Is
going to a theater.
That's
I thoroughly love going to movie theaters.
Pee Wee Herman style?
Nah, you bastard. Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, emphatic is being the joke maker tonight. That's what he's doing.
I'm stopping jabs.
You like the 4D experience?
I've experienced that once, but I've only done it once. I really love the IMAX theater. We went to see The Dark Knight Rises in the city.
I think that's lost, though.
Yeah.
The IMAX stuff?
No, the movie experience.
I still like it. I still like it.
No,
I
can
sit
not
home
saying,
in
I'm
my
not
s- underwear and watch a movie.
Nah, I don't know what it is. It's about the darkened theater. And
it's good if you're going by yourself. I went with my family. I had my wife, my kids. And $1,300 later.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
One ticket's like $20.
$22 to watch.
You're
some
Dominican,
shit.
Right?
Dominican.
Damn, you were the annoying one in the theater.
Coño. Yo, salta de ahí. Estamos a matar.
There's mad white people just like.
Mad white, like shh. Yo, you hear the white folks. Fuck you. What the fuck? I paid $22 for this shit.
Nigga bring his 2-year-old.
My 2-year-old was running up and down the aisles.
Oh, yo, nigga, how many? You got like 13 kids now.
13
kids. Right?
I'm the old dirty bastard.
Damn. This nigga's
the old
like,
dirty bastard. Like, three kids now.
He's trying to run a full court.
he got enough players.
No, he's trying to get a
how many
baseball
kids?
Team.
How many
three
kids?
Three kids.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
God,
man.
And God bless them.
God bless them.
Yeah. They are beautiful children.
Boys turning 2 next week, man. 2 years old. Time flies.
God bless. Dad, 2 years?
2 years already. He's going to be 12.
Damn. What the fuck?
13. She's going to be 13 in October.
Oh, God bless, man. God bless them all.
She's going to be high school next year.
Yeah, high school is tough, man. It's a whole different situation now because back in the day, we didn't have social media. We didn't have all phones.
You
got
to do a lot of explaining nowadays, yes. Right? Like, oh.
Not even. Because she already knows everything before we even explain it because it's social media.
Wait, that's a crazy thing. As a father, in my head, it's like, I have this conversation with my girl, too. It's like, I want a son for the idea of like, you know, that masculine thing of like, you know, taking your son to a baseball game and all that. But
it's beautiful.
But I know a girl would soften me, you know, like if my son fell on the floor, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, get up. Yo. Right. And if my daughter fell on the floor, I'll beat up the floor.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yo, what? Prime example, my son, since he was 6 months old. He's been walking since he was 9 months. Seven, he was like stumbling, grabbing on, walking. 8 months, he was, you know.
Yeah,
he was
I remember you told me he walked early, man.
Yo,
right?
Early. Yeah. He was busting his ass every. Yo, he would fall off the bed. He would want to sleep with us. He rolled over the. Yo, he rolled over and fell off the bed.
Damn, that nigga.
At like 9 months.
Evil Knievel at 9 months?
Evil Knievel. Yo, he climbs everything. Yo, climbing.
He's up for the adventure.
Yeah,
that's
what
it is.
Yo,
that's that Dominican blood, nigga. He's like, yo, where's the coconut?
But, yo, his head, he goes like this. He punches his head. He punches his head like, yo, what? I'm like, damn.
That's a UFC shit. Fighter.
Yeah,
nigga.
Very much.
In the making. Yo, but he'll fall, and I'm like, y'all, get up, man, that's nothing. But my baby girl, I have an 8-month baby girl.
She's softening you, right? Like, in a good
God.
Way, though.
Any little thing. If I raise my voice, she'll start crying. I'm
any
like, oh,
little
shit.
Thing
I'm,
that we do,
I start crying with her. Like, no, baby, don't cry.
Yeah, that goes to the saying, "Daddy's little girl." Like, that's
yeah,
what
but
it
it's
is.
Also you have to put in your head that like you're like prepping yourself also to fight off dicks in the future.
Jesus,
you know
what literally,
I'm
literally, yeah, they're gonna be fighting dicks. Like, nigga, yo, that shit ain't going in there.
I'm, hold up, I knew for some reason I saw this glint in his eye. And I knew something was coming. Something was going to come. And I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. And there he goes. He drops the bomb. I'm like, God, damn, we didn't have to go there, man.
We were talking about pussy, nigga.
We're talking about punk-ass niggas. And you know what? We're going to go to this punk joint.
Yes. Yes, man. Transition. Jigsaw Youth.
Introduction, do it.
Jigsaw Youth. This song is called Moth. It's off their latest album, America's Sweethearts. Just enjoy this. I'll explain more after when the joint's done. Got to do something different, man.
Halftime. To get a hit.
Sounds good.
Yeah. No, that's the joint that Pootie Tang did right there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Jigsaw Youth.
Jigsaw Youth, man.
Yo, that's shit reminds me of the Jigsaw, the trilogy. And
the Saw movies,
right?
Yo,
what is it? They're part, what, 89 right now?
Basically. You want to call it, hell. That movie basically just became, they're still making those movies just for the sake of the kills. Interesting could they make kills? You know what I mean? Yo, but by the way, man, that was a Moth by Jigsaw Youth. Check out the album, America's Sweethearts.
That's dope, man.
Fucking Serendipity led me to these girls, man, and I heard them cover Waiting Room from Fugazi. They covered that song in one of their live performances, and I was instantly like, yo, I gotta support this. Like,
yo,
this is
the album cover is pretty interesting. Yeah,
Very punk. This is I haven't heard this punk sound in quite some time.
It seems like there's a little girl it's a boy. Is that the boy, the male signal, sign, the male sign?
No, the male sign is with the arrow.
So that's the female sign, yeah. But she's bald on top with the side long hair looking like Hulk Hogan.
I don't think
eating ice cream.
What you gonna do, brother?
I think that's just overexposure.
A reverse fade.
With Photoshop? With an ice cream, it seems like the Brazilian exotic jungle behind her.
And a Hulkamania shirt.
Let me see your tattoo. Right?
I mean, I saw the cover, and that's what like drew me to listen to it.
Is that a Dominican flag?
It is. I have a Dominican flag. I have a skull, a skull, and he has a bandana and then
fitted.
A scudo, the Dominican scudo.
It better be a Met fitted.
It's a Met fitted.
That's right.
I gotta fix it. It's in reverse because I wanted it. I told him, listen, do the rally cap. Because then motherfuckers always losing. But
yeah, I was just gonna say they got a no faith tattoo.
Nah, we had some good runs though, we experienced it. You know what I mean?
I'm a realist. You gotta admit where you're wrong, right?
He just talked about the Mets like a bad breakup. Yo, it was a good experience
because almost every season, and I love him, is like a bad breakup. And look, we gotta do the same typical response. Maybe next year. Yep. You got to do that all over again. Yes. So
it used to be Let's Go Mets, but now it's
I still. But you know what? I'm still excited for this October because I think it's going to be a very interesting postseason with the teams involved and
Cleveland,
fighting.
I'm calling it.
You know what's
going for Boston, baby. I got to do the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Fuck
the Yankees. Let's go Red Sox.
You know what's interesting about the mascot?
Typical Mets,
the mascot for what? Mr. Met?
Yeah, he's a transgendered.
Shut the fuck up.
No,
because they have Miss Met. They do have a mismatch.
Oh, for real?
They have a mismatch.
They had little Mets.
He's a Munich. Was it a Munich? They have no dick.
Oh, Munich.
Munich?
Munich is a place in Germany.
Yeah. How about unicorns?
What? What the fuck?
Speaking of unicorns.
But why you call it a eunuch? I don't understand that.
I think in some Asian culture, like their servants, they cut off their dicks because they don't want them to fuck their wives. So
they say that Asians have small penises, so they're not going to miss it anyway.
What the fuck we get? Come on, man. I don't want to talk about this shit, man.
Speaking of small penises. Yo, 20, they say that
Figs 70, is the joke maker. That's
they say
what it
70%
is.
Of Americans are living check to check.
Yeah, I've read that somewhere too.
Yeah, we're pretty dumb. I think we should criticize
look at our education. Our education is horrible.
It's a business.
Education is backwards. I mean, Cuba ranks ahead of us in education.
Of course.
But I mean, look, to play the
and
devil's
it's free.
Advocate. Yeah. People spend money they don't have. That's why they're in debt because of credit cards and all that shit.
But then again, debt is the design too. Depth is a design.
But it's like a rat in a trap.
I think we spoke about it. We were chilling Saturday. I read somewhere, I believe it was 1972, that Ronald Reagan decided to take the gold standard off of the American currency.
I love when he throws like a random date. Yo, 1960.
Nah, dude, ain't a random date. Look it up, man.
1986.
You go back. Yeah, 2 years before I was born, man.
We have to prioritize. And like something we don't do that I've never seen done with my parents is like, they see their check and they're like, okay, a certain percentage,
mm-hmm.
like percentage does not run in.
It doesn't.
No.
I've been.
You can't save now.
You can.
No, but
you
can
budget yourself.
Yes. It's all about budgeting.
Yeah. But
nobody wants to take the blame anymore.
Listen, I've been listening to this dude. He looks like Nah. The dude from Wendy's. Not Wendy. Is it Wendy's or for KFC?
KFC, yeah. Well,
the Colonel. He looks like the Colonel.
Like David Ramsey?
David Ramsey. I've been watching him for a while, man. Religiously. Yeah.
David Ramsey.
He's on my YouTube. Yo, I watch that shit all day long.
Well, who's David Ramsey?
He's kind of a financial advisor. Oh. And he gets people out of debt. Yo, wow. And the people that call in, yo, it breaks my heart because people are 130 grand in debt,
houses,
200 grand.
Houses
in debt.
Houses
they're living
above
their
shit.
Means. That's what I'm saying.
They
like,
live. He
well,
says,
wait, hold on. They're idiots. 120.
Well, a lot of it is student loans.
I have
loans.
A Benz. I work at McDonald's.
Well, student loans, not like that. But student loans,
Some people are like that.
A lot of people are like, yo,
I think
I
that's stupid too.
$50,000 of credit cards.
Yeah. I mean, unless you know what your profession is, like, and it's like, you know, if you're in college. College is its own thing, right? So if you're in college and you're trying to figure it out, being in debt is not how you figure it out.
No.
Yo, well, debt is scary though, man.
If you see a trap, are you going to run into it?
No, but hey,
you
man.
You got to teach the kids the trap.
Hey, like Chase said, man.
I think you should
man.
Figure it out, then decide to go to school. Yeah. Not well, like figure like, it out while
don't,
you're in school.
Like, all right, you get out of high school. Don't go to college right away. Figure out what the hell you want to do. Don't waste your time.
Yes, but a lot of parents... It's a kind of forceful. There's a forceful thing. Yeah. You have to go to college. But I didn't go to college. You got to go to college. You know what I'm saying?
It's like I'm $100,000 in debt. Like, what's your major? Well, Liberal arts.
Liberal arts.
What?
Yeah.
So pretty much.
Working at Target.
Yeah, pretty much.
But that's what I did.
What? You working at Target?
No. Liberal arts and political science.
Yeah, but you went to a community college.
Okay. That's
yeah,
true.
But you didn't put yourself in
a hole. But Figs, were you talking about like the parents are forceful? I know it does stem from a good place because they just don't want to see their child
intent,
struggle
like
they did. Yeah. But I understand what you're saying. Like, you know, you become an adult, you should have some time to reflect, okay, what am I going to do with my life? You know what I mean?
I think kids... young adults after high school, take a break,
get a job, and figure out what you don't want to do.
Yeah, analyze what. Yeah,
experience.
You need experience. That well, every job needs experience. Right, you need your experience. Yeah, yeah. What experience you have?
I mean,
like, hold on, I just came out of high school. I just came out of college. How, you know, it's kind of flipped upside down type of situation.
Yeah,
right?
You don't have a certain skill set.
Right,
go obtain it.
Exactly.
Like,
now,
shout out to Matthew Diaz, man, because he's my little cousin, aka Vargas, who's done that, who's worked for a while. He's going to Adelphi.
Yeah,
he's a strong-minded brother, man. Shout out to Matthew Diaz.
If you pay tuition out of pocket, you're out of debt, your mind is clear. You know, because right after you come out of college, you're paying that shit 6 months after you graduate, and that's what desperation kicks in. Yo, what the fuck am I gonna do? Hmm. Yo, damn, I'm going to work at McDonald's, Target, Best Buy, whatever I can find.
I'm going to start getting credit cards so I could,
To live. Just to eat, you know what I'm saying? So it's a domino effect. And
that's how I became a prostitute.
And that's how I became a
prostitute. Not only that, man, look when you do a compra.
Off the books.
Una compra.
When you do a compra for your crib.
Yeah.
Like $100.
Compra means shopping.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like $100, $150. Like your fridge doesn't even look full.
$150?
Like $100 to $150. Like you won't even fill
I'll tell you what $150 look like. A loaf of bread, some Pop-Tarts.
Milk, of course.
Some
eggs.
Milk.
Eggs. You
orange
eggs.
Juice.
Six eggs.
Six.
Half a carton.
You could buy your steaks or your chicken or whatever.
Yo, milk prices
generic
are...
everything.
Yo, son, I never thought I'll be the guy
Yo, cereal
that...
costs like $10 if you think about it.
Yeah! I'm like, what the...
Even the... The fake cereal, like not
the fake cereal.
The generic version.
Wait. Speaking of fake cereal, my favorite cereal was Sweet Crunch. It was generic Captain Crunch. Go ahead.
I've had those.
I realized that how Latin I am through the generic cereal system.
That's the best.
But think about it.
Those are the best.
No, all right. So the cereal is fine, right? So I was in DR a while back, right? And my grandma had, you're in DR, so you're going to get the Fruit Loops of DR.
The Lupe de Frute.
So my grandma gave me this, and I gave it like a little taste test, and I'm like, all right, I'll fuck with that, right? But then she poured warm milk on that shit. I feel like punching her in her stomach.
What?
Like,
how dare you? Wait, why do they do that?
That's a fridge. They have no, like, the electricity. Why do they out.
No, no, but.
Se fue la luz.
This nigga just say, why do they do that?
No, I'm asking.
They have no choice.
No, I thought you said, like warm milk. Like, they literally.
She did that shit on purpose.
Powdered milk.
No, I'm talking about, like, warm milk.
When they don't have electricity.
When I visited my great grandmother, may she rest in peace.
R.I.P.
She served me like warm milk, like she heated it up. I'm like, is this a thing?
No, it's because it was breast milk.
You got
that's how you got your chest hair.
No, but dude, I'm not gonna continue. I'm not gonna continue.
That's how you got your chest hair.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fizz just pulled it again. The joke maker the other night, right there.
You got the vanilla flavor.
Yo,
no, but seriously, she warmed up milk. I'm like, is this the thing that they do here?
They do that.
They boil it.
They kill the bacteria.
They're killing the bacteria.
They do that with water. Wait,
she live in a farm. I remember I drank milk that tasted like onions because the cow got into the onion patch.
Oh god,
damn.
That shit tasted disgusting.
Oh my god.
Yeah, my parents are from the campo.
Sweet onion burgers.
That means farm for the people that don't speak Spanish.
My great grandmother was from Santiago.
So, oh, all right. Yeah. My pops is from Moca. That's right there.
But my pop side is Saban Iglesia.
Who?
Paranormal.
Understand? Tú eres cibaeño.
I don't know what the hell that
means. It's a part of the art. So Santiago, Moca, that
I have
area.
Some family in Moca.
Oh, yeah.
That area is all cibaeño.
Saban Iglesia. That's where my family is.
Bonao.
We're from Licey de Medio.
Licey is right there from Santiago, Moca. It's between Santiago. Oh, yo, we're probably cousins, man. That's why Dominicans are all cousins.
Yeah, we're all cousins.
Right. Primo, yo lo primo.
Yo, man.
Yo, primo's a primo.
Your cousins, unless you're Haitian. They get the
yo, yeah.
Damn,
I'm part Haitian, though. My mom was half Haitian, but.
So
was she really?
Yeah, so you hate yourself every day?
No. I love them.
We were talking about that earlier, Dominicans.
But I knew a Haitian that hated being called Dominican, even though he was half.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I mean, but why wouldn't he? He's
That's
probably
true,
been picked
yeah.
on his
That's
whole
true,
life
yeah.
by Dominicans.
But the crazy thing is, a lot of the light-skinned people in my family, from my mom's side, they don't want to incorporate themselves with the darker side.
Why you got to do that tone of voice for it? Like, yo, my mom, son.
Because it's a depressing thing.
I feel
bad because
I never
saw that, you know what I'm saying, growing up. Going to the yard. Shit like that. I never saw that.
Well, they
you know?
Think that they're mulatto. They don't say, like, they're like, we're not black, we're mulatto.
You can't
like,
say nigga.
Really?
Nah, them niggas is niggas. Yeah. Like, they black. Like,
they just speak Spanish. It's the only difference.
Huh?
Yeah,
it's
that's
just
the
just
only
language.
Difference.
It's just
we
language.
All are, man. Yeah, we all come much. From there. You know what I mean? But
this is that to a T. My mom, my sister dated a Dominican dude named Philip. Who was really, like, he was really dark-skinned, right? Dark-skinned Dominican, right? And my mom, I'm blowing my mom up, but my mom goes, no me traiga ningún negro. Don't bring me any black monkey kids, right?
Wow. Your mom blows herself up, to
that's
be honest
racist.
With you.
No,
so.
No, but which is
a
classic.
I just laugh because it's absurd. Yeah. Right, don't everybody
it's
get
absurd.
It wrong.
No, no.
I laugh because it's
and
absurd.
And also because it's a classic Dominican line, right? Like you said earlier.
Exactly.
Don't bring me any monkey babies, right? But then my sister came out. Gay, right?
Right.
She came out to my mom, like, mom, gay. And then she goes, whatever happened to Philip? He was such a nice kid. I'm like,
There's
the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
so when I go over there, man, yo, you know what I mean? I stay in their crib. You know what I mean? They, and they embrace me. I embrace
them. They got cribs?
Of course.
Oh, damn it, Credo. Damn,
man. Damn. It's the y'all, though.
Yo,
I thought
they had
poor.
Huts.
Damn, man. Yo,
aluminum foil.
DR is bad, though.
DR is bad.
The housing situation is horrible.
They're like, isn't DR beautiful? I'm like, DR is beautiful, but...
Speaking of that, though, the self-hatred is at the max because... The darkest of the darkest, like my uncle, I love him to death. My uncle Bobo, peace out. Yo, he won't hear this shit, but he listens to the podcast. But yo, he's dark. Like he's dark with blue eyes. You know, he's black, dark,
damn,
blue
so
he's
eyes.
He's killing it out there.
He's killing it. He's smashing
it.
Bitches left and
but
right.
But he married himself a light-skinned woman. You know what I'm saying? So
Smart move.
Their thing is, you know, it's self-hatred. Like, don't bring a black man to this house. Don't bring a brand woman to this house.
Like even their own color,
their own color,
their own melanin. They, you know, say and,
but that's
so stupid.
That's self hatred. That's from slavery
and all.
Yeah,
that
that's from
shit.
That comes from
Trujillo
slavery.
And
yeah,
all that
Trujillo.
Caca.
You know what I'm saying? But yo, we all want race, man.
My godparents got married after 3 months, and they were my godfather, we don't really know where, because he was adopted as a kid, so we don't really know where he's from, but he's definitely black. And my godmother, who's the lightest of the family, green eyes, white.
Yeah.
So at first, my grandparents had like issue with that, but now fucking my grandmother's 83, and he was not just a black man; he was a black. He was 18 years older than my godmother.
Wow.
But and till this day, they're one of the few people in the family that are like still together. So now it's like driving Miss Daisy, because wherever they want to go, yeah, he's like driving
Miss Daisy. Jesus Christ.
Man. I mean, in my family, I'm like, I got all types. Like, I got blonde hair, blue eyed, and then dark as night.
I think that's Dominican. Like, if you say I'm Dominican, you're gonna get that in your family.
You're all shades.
Yep. All shades. Colors,
yeah.
All
yo, types. My great grandmother looked like a Taino Indian. Like, if I would have showed you a photo of her, you're like, damn, that's a Taino Indian right there.
Speaking
like,
of Indians, now there's a city right in Mexico.
I'm sorry, yeah. I just love his transitions, man.
Yeah, it's an original city in Mexico. It has not been gentrified. It has not been fucked, literally, by the Spaniards.
Yeah.
It's all Indians, right? The original.
What
are they? Aztecs or Mayan? Aztecs, right? In Mexico, it's Aztecs.
Yeah.
And in South America, is what, Mayans?
You have Incan, you have Mayan, there's a whole bunch.
But there's a city, right, in Mexico where they don't go by the whole voting. They don't vote for the president.
They just chop your feet off.
And it's a city?
They govern themselves.
What? Oh,
they govern themselves.
Wait, wait.
I gotta see that, man. I know you know.
Nah.
I know you know.
Nah, man, I don't.
Say
know.
It.
What, Chiefs? They got Chiefs?
No. They govern themselves.
Spanish?
Huh?
They don't even speak Spanish?
They speak Spanish.
Okay.
They do speak Spanish.
Wait, why wouldn't they speak Spanish?
No, I figured like if they govern themselves and seclude themselves from like the rest
they
of the country.
They speak in code.
They will
shit.
Keep like their indigenous language.
Yeah. Oh, like
because I've seen that. There's also a village, I think, somewhere in Colombia.
Yeah.
That is of darker skinned people, and they speak that their original indigenous language.
Wow.
Like, it's not Spanish.
You mean like truly isolated from.
Yeah.
So they don't
It's small,
vote.
Though. It's like a village, but you know.
Yeah, these people are like maybe the whole thing is maybe like 20,000 people.
Oh, I got to look this up.
Yeah, look
man.
It up. It's in Mexico, and they don't vote. They don't let outside come in.
Yeah, but also.
So
what?
How do you rank them? Like,
they don't got Netflix, nigga. So
Netflix.
Come on.
But how are they ranked? Like, as far as like. With like political power and stuff like that.
They don't involve themselves with any of that.
Is it like the eldest?
Boring.
Huh?
Is it like
no, but
boring?
That has
it's,
they
so
don't have crime.
It sounds almost like it's a commune.
They don't have crime. They don't indulge in none of that. The crime.
Damn,
and
not even like
no stealing. There's no.
Wow.
Yeah, they have guns, of course, to protect themselves from the outer.
Yeah.
People.
I gotta look that up.
Look
now,
it up.
Now I'm interested.
Nah,
man.
Now you're gonna have to definitely look it up.
Nah, I'm but like not even like you know you gotta yes. fight. You gotta fight once in a while. Just
nah,
not
they have
but
the
that's
little scuffles.
Not the, nah, but you,
yo, your
you,
wife,
you're
your
talk,
wife is
you're
not doing that cooking. You gotta
nah, but Figs, you're talking about like crime. Like crime is virtually zero there. Right?
Zero crime.
My bad. What is it?
Medium well, not medium.
What are they called?
What?
The peoples.
I do not know, but I saw it though. I should have wrote that down.
Nah, I'm fascinated now.
Let's look it up. Let's look it up. But that's something you think that's something that because United States we're based on what Democrats and Republicans, but there's so many different.
Ideally, it's supposed to be a republic, but you know,
okay,
we can go and you know,
banana.
But there are different parties, though. There are different
Dominican?
Parties.
We only have
liberals.
But it's technically a two-party system.
Said that, damn.
Exactly, but it's not supposed to.
It's not supposed. You're supposed to have a socialist party. You're
yes.
supposed to have. You're allowed to have that.
Now, do you think that system that the good people down there in Mexico have? Do you think we can incorporate that and work in this society?
We, no, nigga, because, nigga, look at all the gear you're wearing, nigga. That's why we can't have that,
nigga. This is the thing, man.
Nigga got a G-Shock. They got an Air Max, nigga.
Yo, your
those
brother.
Little kids you're talking about, the village, whatever you're talking about, they made those Air Max Nikes, niggas.
Nah, they don't do that. They don't exploit them. They grow their own food. They're farmers. The village really...
It's like a commune. It's like a commune.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. Niggas. What is that? Explain.
A commune. It was actually started when the Communist Manifesto was written. I believe it was 18.
Oh,
another day.
I'll take that.
That it was, I believe, in France, and there was a people who, okay, we're gonna live by these communist principles. So they decided, you know what? We'll build ourselves our own community. It was very, you know, it was a starting point. It was founded there, but then the fascist government came in and destroyed them all because
nigga,
they were not
living off
the taxes.
Nigga, stop, nigga. You're wearing Nikes too, nigga. Yeah.
Let me get to his point, brother. Hold on. If that could happen in America, like you said with those people, we will have to sacrifice a couple of things that we know we don't need.
Nikes.
Yeah, this beer we have in our hands.
Dude, you can still have beer, man. Beer exists in the biblical days, man. What are you talking about?
Well, you want
Jesus
some?
Jesus was getting twisted like
Jesus drank wine, man.
Drink my blood. What?
Drank wine.
Drink my blood.
Yeah, yeah. So,
drink my blood.
Nigga, humans.
Damn, and he sips it.
We will have to destroy so many things of the old phase. We will have to give up some. We have to sacrifice some, knowing that we generally, all of us need this freedom. Like,
nigga,
the saying goes, is freedom for everybody or freedom for nobody?
What would you sacrifice for that?
There's many things you have to sacrifice.
What would you sacrifice?
How about us as human beings not needing 5 cars?
Damn.
Wait, hold up. You don't got five cars,
nigga. What would you sacrifice?
Man.
It's true.
Nigga,
how about underwear?
Nigga, you down to sew your own clothes, nigga?
Yep.
We should learn that.
How come you haven't learned that? Nigga, you could have been doing that shit yourself. You should learn.
They actually do. These are hand-me-downs. I don't buy shit anymore, man.
Nigga, yo.
Hand-me-downs from where?
Humans don't work backwards, nigga.
We have to go backwards.
Nigga,
you show a... We got to go back to those flip phones, man. I'll fucking do it.
You know, I'm talking about phones.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true, though. He would do that.
I would do it, man.
Yeah, but why... All right, but think about it. We have phones in our pocket. We're lucky to have phones in our pocket.
It's amazing.
You have one on your wrist.
It's amazing what it could do. It's amazing what Twitter could do. Because for now, there's a basis of a free form of information, even though we're being dumbed down almost every other generation.
You know why? Amish people are the only ones who just like go back. Yeah. But you know why they're like isolated?
But that's
too?
Like spiritual reasons too.
But you know they leave. They're when you're 18.
They give
18,
them a chance. Yeah.
Once you're 18,
yeah.
You leave. I seen.
And how many come back?
You leave the community.
A high percentage come back.
90%. A 90%.
Yeah, because they freak out. Like when they know this world.
There's
and
that, there's
freak
that
out.
Smart 10%.
But that's too much though. Like think about it. I leave here and I live life by a candle and churning butter
it's
and all that shit.
It's spiritual for them. That's
but
what
then
is.
You leave and then you see all these monsters, technology, lights, all this crazy shit. You're gonna get crazy. Yeah, it's gonna freak you out.
I mean, that's the same shit like when you come home from prison from a long bid. Like I saw my cousin, like his body movements, it was just odd. The way he ate, he was used to guarding himself. Okay. You know what I mean?
Holding his butt cheek.
He's Amish?
Nah, it was Puerto Rican.
Oh.
But fucking
who you talking about?
Shout outs to Mad Dog.
My nigga Mad Dog. That's my man's right there.
But,
we spoke about that because I was telling him, yo, you changed a lot, and I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, man, because back in the day, man, he would snap out.
Yo, did you just compare Amish people to inmates?
No, I was talking about you being accustomed to people who are just shut off from the rest of the world.
When
Mad Dog came home, like his, you could tell, like the way he was eating.
But is he still eating like that to this?
No, now he's got accustomed, he got it institutionalized.
Yeah, he
knows this. I'm not shitting on him. Like he admitted, yo, I was a hothead.
Yeah,
I'm a hothead. I don't listen to reason. His first rationale is combat. That was his rationale.
I'm gonna tell you a story about him.
Yeah,
Maniac had drama with some dude. So he brings Mad Dog to my parents' crib.
Oh god,
they're gonna pick me up.
Wait, hold on. One guy's name is Mad Dog, and the other guy's name is Maniac.
I should have hang out with
recipe
them.
For
wrestling. Wrestling right there.
And now at 345 pounds from North Carolina. Mad Dog.
Yo. So they're gonna pick me up. They're going to pick me up to go to
and his partner,
Haley.
Haley. Yo, Paranormal
Maniac. And then his music is
going for the tag team championship.
Love you. I'm just a sexy boy.
So, yo, that was the first day I met Mad Dog. That's the first day I met him, right?
Yo, that he's crying.
So,
yo, record him crying.
Manufactured insanity, ladies and gentlemen.
Manufactured insanity.
Yo,
his finishing move, the butt trapper. The butt trapper.
Yo, Figs,
you're not going to fuck me.
Yo, Figs, my fault. Continue, brother.
Yo.
I don't drop the soap.
All right, so he comes to pick you up.
Call this
all right?
One trapper.
And we're going to leave it right there. Bow. One must leave the past in the past. Once the ink has dried. Bow. And so until out. Next time.
Damn, son.
Yep.
Yo, everybody
I'm
out here.
I'm going to have to go into some cryogenic sleep, man, just for the next next episode and shit.
And now!
Yo, man, peace and blessings, man, to all the supporters, peace, all the listeners,
thanks,
man.
Thanks,
check it out, man.
Keep listening. Keep spread the word. Spread the word, please.
Shout-outs?
Like we said, Mad Dog, my man Maniac, peace. You know, fucking...
Peace, Maniac. Marisol Del Monte.
Marisol Del Monte. Del Monte. Mari.
Wait, yeah. Is that like the vegetable can, Del Monte?
Yes.
Or
yo, and it's been
it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Big no shout out. Yet. Big shout out to our guest, Mad Credo, the Mad Credo.
Yo, where people can reach you at?
Down the block.
D3.
D3. You'll catch him on the corner near you.
Give out your email address, man.
Oh, yeah. Real quick, can I do a quick promo thingy?
Yeah, sure.
Got accepted to the Fantastic Fest in Austin, Texas.
Nice.
Yes. Good. Beautiful.
You got
work,
tickets for us? We'll go.
Well, I don't even got tickets. I ain't going.
Oh, damn.
It's in Texas. But it's the largest genre festival in United States. It's pretty prestigious, I think. And
that's
it's
dope.
Yeah, so if you guys are in Texas, anyone in Texas?
we're in Texas.
Austin, Texas.
Austin.
Fantastic
South
Festival.
South by Southwest.
You know
they
date,
hold that.
You know the
well, Fantastic Festival runs from... I think from the September 20th through the 27th, we just, not too long ago, we finished up off, we had a run in the Fantasia Festival. It's another festival we did, which is awesome. We did a Miami Festival. It's a short that we shot, and it's getting good reviews. And yeah.
Everybody check it out.
Yeah, man.
Yo, definitely check it out, man. He's a talented brother.
Thank you.
As an MC. Now he's taking on a new venture.
And executive producer of the Project for Global Manners.
Executive producer.
Where'd you get that once again?
And executive producer.
Paranormal plugs that shit in
Google.
Everywhere.
Guys, too, man. I'm dying here.
Yo, no doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening.
Yeah, peace
thank
and
you guys for having me.
Another episode. Yes. And, yo, we appreciate y'all, man, because without y'all, we wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying?
Alcohol and loneliness are a dangerous mix.
Yeah.
For real, for real.
And porno, too.
Yo, like, my man... on the words of the golden child, Shaheen, man, if a pussy's too big, just put it in her butt. So on that note, we're going to go on this.
We're going to get dusted real quick.
I thought you were going to say Eddie Murphy.
Yo.
habitat, takes out the Colombian jungles of me being humble. This is not even a fucking. It has no. I can't.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, we back. Yo,
we back episode 7.
Yo, how come I feel like Special K is about to come in?
What Lex Bro's doing? Hold on.
Signing writer, common fire to some, to others, freedom fighter. Yo, that's what
you see?
King Kang. Lyrically,
let your
bang.
Let your nuts hang. All right, we're going to mute ourselves again.